In Buzzards Bay, Mahoney's on Main is a cool bar. Exposed brick, framed American flag, Celtic punk bands in the background.
Can I start you off with a drink if you're ready?
In a booth by the bar is Matt White, a 26-year-old from Wareham. He pulls out his phone to show me one of his dating apps. It's called Hinge. Up pops his profile.
So there's my beautiful face.
First picture, White competing at an athletic event. Then White in Iceland, at a bonfire, at a Red Sox game.
So Hinge has different prompts that you can answer questions to. One of them is, I won't shut up about. And my answer was, climate change, let's get real people.
White is one of a growing number of hopeful singles who say that attitudes about climate change can be a dating deal breaker.
In all honesty, do you really think you could date someone if they didn't see climate change as a problem?
Yeah, probably no. You think of it as like a litmus test. I think it points to, you know, how maybe self-centered a person might be and how conscious they are of others.
He's not alone. In a recent survey of political attitudes, 51% of people said dating someone with opposite views on climate change would be anywhere from difficult to impossible. Last month, the popular dating site OkCupid announced it would let users filter out climate change deniers from their potential matches. And in an admittedly unscientific review of Gen Z and millennial dating apps from around the Cape region, I found dozens of profiles with lines like these.
You should not go out with me if you don't dance or care about the environment.
Let's make sure we're on the same page about climate change.
A social cause I care about.
Improving the environment, especially the ocean.
Environmental justice and climate-induced migration.
Cleaning the planet and endangered species.
Saving the planet.
Recycling is hot.
Welcome to the new age of climate change daters.
I do think it's a thing.
That's Meredith Goldstein, advice columnist for the Boston Globe and host of the Love Letters podcast.
I think when people are talking about climate change, they're talking about how do you process the facts we hear in the world? How do you think about the future? What entitlement do you feel to this land we live on? It means all of these big things.
Matt White says earlier this fall, he was sending messages back and forth with a woman he met on a dating app and found his interest in climate change could cool things off pretty quickly.
She's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm watching this climate change documentary on the, you know, the different presidential candidates and how they view on climate change. And then from there, she was like, so should we get the politics discussion out of the way now? And basically, it kind of went down a rabbit hole and we stopped talking after that point. I'll leave it at that and be respectful, but, you know.
Other couples, though, have been able to keep the conversation going.
We started hanging out more and more, and then it just eventually turned into liking each other.
20-year-old Anna Wadsworth of Falmouth has been dating her boyfriend for about a month, though they've known each other since high school. She first realized they had different perspectives on climate change when she saw him throw away something that could have been recycled. She called him out on it.
I feel like he definitely agrees that climate change is a problem. I think he's more on the side of, like, what can I do if, like, no one else is doing anything about it, which I agree with, but it's also, like, if everyone has an opinion, what's going to change?
Because they've got history, she says, she knows he's a caring person, and they can disagree.
There's already things I knew and liked about him that, like, wanted me to be with him. So, you know, climate change wasn't, like, the first and foremost that, like, gave me, like, a red light of, no, that's a bad idea.
So as views on climate change seep into the exhausting, exhilarating, exasperating search for love, how can we find balance? Goldstein, the advice columnist, says the key is to keep your heart open. No one quality or interest can tell you everything you need to know about a partner.
There are people who are incredible to the world and the earth and perhaps not incredible to each other. Vice versa. There are ways that people can be civic minded and perhaps they are not doing what they need to do with their garbage.
For Anna Wadsworth, it's important to focus on the things she and her boyfriend do have in common.
We both love, well, Jack White and the White Stripes a lot. Queens of the Stone.
For WCAI on Valentine's Day, I'm Eve Zuckoff.
Our age don't really listen to. He's very caring and nice and we get along, so we have a lot in common.